AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. During a cabinet meeting, President Trump says Iran is playing the wrong game with him.
They thought they were going to outweigh me. You know, we'll outweigh him. He's got the midterms. I don't care about the midterms. Look what happened last night. That was the prelude to the midterms. People understand it. They know that, very simple, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. I'm doing that for the world. I'm not doing it just for us. And we've had great support from other nations, by the way. We don't need it at all, but we've had great support from other nations. The problem is you always get the support when you don't need it.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the Trump administration is focused on keeping Americans safe from Ebola.
We cannot and will not allow any cases of Ebola to enter the United States. And so the State Department and other agencies represented here, the Centers for Disease Control, HHS, others, are working very, very hard to contain this crisis to the countries where it's currently located, particularly the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Alabama has asked the Supreme Court to allow the use of a congressional map helping the GOP. AP's Julie Walker.
Despite a lower court's ruling, the map intentionally discriminates against black people. The state filed an emergency appeal with the justices Wednesday, a day after a three-judge court blocked a map with a black majority in just one of Alabama's seven congressional districts. The judges ordered Alabama to use a court-ordered map with two districts with large black populations. The appeal is the latest development following last month's Supreme Court ruling weakening the Voting Rights Act and part of a broader push by President Trump to try to preserve Republicans' slim House majority. I'm Julie Walker.
The final sentencing in the 2.5-year investigation and prosecution following the drug death of Matthew Perry will be the personal assistant who sat at the center of the entire affair. He bought the ketamine that would cause the death of the Friends star and injected him with the lethal dose. This is AP News. AP's Bara Anwar reports pilgrims perform Hajj rituals in Saudi Arabia as Eid al-Adha celebrations start.
I'm here in Mina, where pilgrims perform the symbolic stoning of the devil, a ritual that commemorates Prophet Ibrahim's rejection of Satan after he tried to persuade him against obeying God's will. Many pilgrims shave or cut their hair after the stoning ritual, symbolizing spiritual renewal and the completion of an important stage of Hajj. After that, pilgrims will slaughter a livestock, then go back to Mecca to perform the farewell sacration of the Kaaba, which will mark the completion of their pilgrimage. Hajj this year comes against the backdrop of a fragile ceasefire between the United States and Iran, while efforts to reach a deal to end the conflict continue. Millions of pilgrims are carrying out the Hajj across the holy sites in Saudi Arabia, which was affected during the early stages of the conflict. The first day of the stoning rituals also marked the beginning of Eid al-Adha, one of the holiest holidays in Islam.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.